Hello, everybody, and welcome to our call today, which is preparing for your private coaching sessions. And I'm excited to be able to share this with you because a lot of people have questions and some people are saying, oh, I'm overwhelmed. What am I supposed to fill out? And is there too much? So I really wanted to clarify and I wanted to take you through some of the forms. We'll record this and then probably divide it into chunks so that we can put in different places. Here's how you use the master tracker and here's how you use the form for pre-calls and all. So before we get started, I just wanted to introduce you to a couple of our coaches who are on the line. Some of you might be in their groups, so it'll be good for you to make a connection beforehand. So Annette, you want to go ahead and say hi?
Okay. Oh, I am on. Okay. Hi.
You're on.
How are you?
Yeah. So Annette has a group with Eva. They're both from Austin, which is cool. And
yes.
Close by to me, yay, and they can meet even. So if you're in Eva and Annette's group, you get to see, and Eva's over here. Let me unmute Eva too.
Hello, everyone.
On today, and oh, Annette's there twice. How did you get there twice?
I know. I saw that too. I don't know. I'll mess with
well,
it later.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's right.
Two Annettes in one.
That's right.
That's funny. All right. Anything you want to say to folks?
Well, there's a couple people from our group on, I see. So hi, and we're looking forward to talking to you guys. Is it this one? Next Wednesday, next week.
Yes, it's fun to look in all of the information. So the more information you can provide for us, the better. So this is going to be awesome because you're going to get to see how it needs to be, I guess, prepared so we can help you out and we can get an exciting progress through the whole year.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm excited, and they're a great coaching team. All of our coaching teams are amazing. I don't know if anybody else is on. Do you see anybody else? No, just these two. Okay, good. All right, so I'm going to mute them back again. And here's the thing, right? So a lot of times we're asking you lots of questions, and you've been to doctors about this problem, or you've been to all kinds of places, and you're going, how come nobody ever asked me all these questions before? Well, that's why you're here, is because a lot of times those right questions aren't asked and it's overlooked why you're out of balance. And our job is to figure out why are you out of balance such that you're experiencing the health challenges that you're experiencing. What's been missed? What's been missed? So these guys have been trained, excuse me, mostly by me, but they've also had come with other experience behind them. And that went through training through the Nutritional Therapy Association, and Eva, you were trained through NTA as well?
Institute of Nutritional, IIN actually, sorry.
IIN, right, Institute
IIN. I got confused with your
integrated
name.
Yeah, there's bunches of them, right?
Yes.
So they've been trained, and then they've trained with me to go deep and really like be these detectives. So they may ask you some weird questions that you're like, why didn't anybody ever ask me that? Like, you know, was there... Do you ever see mold in the bathroom as a kid when you were growing up? I mean, they may ask you some silly questions. You're thinking, what are they trying to get at? But it's not silly questions, right? Annette's helped herself and healed herself from multiple environmental sensitivities that nobody else was able to help her with, right? And she went through all kinds of symptoms that were mysterious, and it turned out it was her environment. And she wrote a book on it, actually. She has a book on multiple chemical sensitivities. So, you know, we're asking you questions to try to find those holes, right? Those pieces, those little things that are root causes, so that we can know how to advise you to bring your body back into balance, because that's what it's all about. So there may be an overwhelming number of things you're doing, but I'm going to share with you a list that I put together. It's in the initial stages, so I have to clean up the typos. So excuse the typos as I put it up, but I'll be fixing that up after we speak. And then I'm going to put it up on the site. Okay. And it's how to get prepared for your private coaching calls. And I'm going to show you some forms. I'm going to show you your master health tracker, and I'm going to calm you down from the ledge of, oh, I went to this assessments page and there's 42 of them there. Oh my God. Do I have to do them all? First of all, at the top of the page, it has a five-step process. How many steps, everybody? Five, right? Not 27, not 32, but five, okay? So we're going to go through that. That's all you need to do for this initial initial assessment, because these guys are going to go, you know what? I think there might be maybe some neurotransmitters are out of balance, and maybe the nutrients that are supplying your neurotransmitters are out of balance. Would you do this assessment for me or that assessment for me? And they'll let you know what ones they want you to go to next. Fair? Some people are not going to, nobody's ever going to do every single one of those assessments on the page, but we've got them there to cover all the bases, because you may need a nutrigenomics assessment. You may need a neurotransmitter assessment. Okay. And these are ways that we can get at from your symptoms, from how you're experiencing your life, a guess at where those imbalances lie. But let me tell you, 80% to 90% to even 95% of figuring out what's going wrong and what's out of balance with somebody comes from taking a good history. And in our modern world, where doctors are given, like, I don't know, 10 minutes to spend with their patients, they have to quick, they've lost that. They used to ask lots of questions, sniff you, look at various body parts and come up with, they didn't go and have you spend $500 to get a bunch of tests. They just smell you, look at you, ask you questions and go, wow, I really think this is out of balance. If you make a wrong guess, it's not going to hurt. It just, you know, might slow something down. But we also are trained to know when there's a serious situation, like looking at your blood, when there's a bunch of red flags that say, you know what, we need to get further testing right away rather than try to fix this imbalance. Does this make sense? So it's a very different approach that we're taking than what you might be used to and having seen a lot of specialists and neurologists and other things. We're trying to really get to what's going on and then help you with the diet, the lifestyle, supplementation, specific protocols, specific emotional clearings, whatever it is that is found to be contributing. And that's the purpose of this first visit with your coach. The purpose of that first visit is for them to really get to know you. The getting to know you forum is a great place to start, because imagine if you had to sit down and answer those questions in person with that person, right? Whatever time it took you, it would take you with them. You'd need a 3 or 4 hour initial appointment with them to be able to get all that across. So we get as much as possible, but those questions are triggering in them more questions. Your answers to those questions are triggering in them. They're going to ask you a lot of stuff about, when did you first notice this? When was the last time you felt really, really well? What was happening in the year before you first started noticing that you had this debilitating fatigue? Maybe it was a trauma. Maybe it was an emotional trauma. Maybe it was moving. Maybe it was a travel to a foreign country where you got exposed to something or picked something up. They're asking you these questions to try to get at, why is this happening? Not, this is happening. Your hormones are out of balance. Here's a prescription. Right? Because that's just fixing the presenting problem, not going back and uncovering the layers. So if you find yourself going, why is she asking all this? Why is she asking all this? This is why, because we want to get to, why is this all happening? Okay? Make sense? Yes? Everybody clear with that? Is everybody good with that? Does that sound like something you want? Yes? Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share my screen. Wow, we have a great showing. 27 of you today. Super. Right in the middle of the day. Yay. And I'll share my screen, and I'm just going to go through the steps that I put together for how to prepare for your initial consultation to make the best of it, right? If you miss one piece of it, you're not a bad person. Don't freak out. It's all going to be okay. We'll just fill in the gaps after. But just to get the most out of it, to use the time efficiently, these first consultations are anywhere from 60 minutes to 90 minutes. And they may go longer than that. It's possible that it goes longer than that if you have the time and they have the time and they're on a track. Otherwise, they'll just say, let's just, you know, we'll cover this in the next talk. Does this make sense? Yes. I've spent 3 hours with people on an initial consultation to really dig in and get the stuff going. So it may take multiple conversations, which is why we're together for a year, to really keep unfolding some of those little things. And sometimes for you to even remember some of these things, right? You go, oh my God, I completely forgot. You know, a year before I started having these symptoms, I was living with my Aunt Sue, and she had goats, and, you know, I was playing in the goat poop, making that up, but okay. Makes sense. I just saw Susan come on. So if there's any other coaches on, come on and just say hi to folks, so they get to see you in advance. There's Susan. Who's in Susan's group, and the two Susans, Susan D. from Boston. Susan D is from Boston, and Susan L is from Austin. So you may confuse them. you want to open your line and just say hi?
Yes. Hi, everybody. I just saw that there was a call, so I thought I would hop on.
Great. I'm glad you're here. And Susan L.?
I just decided that I would take a break from reviewing my history-taking module and get on the call.
Awesome. Thank you. Yay.
So, yep. Glad to be here. I'm glad to see all of you.
Super. Thank you for coming on. All right. Valerie, so we're going to review what they're going to have to do.
Here too.
What's that?
It looks like Valerie is here.
Oh, is Valerie there? Where's Valerie? Okay, Valerie, you got to show yourself and I'll unmute you. And here's Valerie. She's teaming with Pamela Neves. Susan is teaming with
Madeline.
And then
the other Susan is
teaming with Lynn Rose, who's our resident homeopath. So you all have you're in great hands. Valerie is like super smart and she's like really loves the nutrigenomics. So she likes to look at what people's genes are and what that says. So, and Susan D is a yoga instructor, really good at the breath. Then we're actually going to do a call, right?
As well as so many other areas.
Yeah, as well as a lot of other areas. She's super good with the blood sugar. She's a real digger. She loves looking at labs. She's been dealing with her aging parents for a long time and like intervening with their medical practice and telling the doctors what to do, which is kind of stressful, I guess. But
we get results.
They get results, right? Where they weren't getting results with just the plain old medical doctors. So, super. If there anybody else comes on, we'll take a break at some point and we'll introduce them. Thank you guys for being here. I appreciate it. All right. So I am going to share my screen. And you're going to get tired of seeing me after a while because we have a lot of calls planned for you. So if you get tired of seeing me, you can take a break and you can turn off your video and just listen. I'm going to move these little pictures over there for now. And do you see my screen? Yes? Okay. So what you should see is the main dashboard of the program, the main dashboard of ERC. And I'll be coming back to that. But what I want to do is start with this document, which is how to prepare for your initial consultation. Let me see if it moves it up there. How to prepare for your initial consultation appointment. So the forms, most of you have completed your getting to know you form. I think there may be one or two who haven't, so that's good. The body systems and organ function, that's a questionnaire on the scorecard, and where you're going to find that is when you go to the main ERC dashboard, and this might be review for a lot, you're going to go to where it says gap discovery system, evaluate your health status. We're going to click there, and then you're going to click to the scorecards. Okay, so all of the forms that we want you to fill out, even the getting to know you are on this page. And this actually, I realized as I looked through it, actually gives you the steps mostly for preparing, and there's a few others. So complete the getting to know you form, complete the hormone and gland body system assessment scorecard, complete the nutrient assessment scorecards, and I'll show you those in a sec, and complete one of the nutrient, you don't have to do this one before your thing, but if you do, it's great. So let me show you what those are. You'll come down here under major body systems. You have body system and organ and hormone and gland. That's all you need to do before it. If you want to do more, go for it. Okay. I can't guarantee that the coaches will have time to review everything, but I'm going to show you how to log these so they can review it all real easily. There's even genetic factors, bone assessments, etc. So, but all we need to do before that call is the body systems and the hormone and gland. And then you're going to go down to the nutrient assessments and click on where it says nutrient assessments. And you're going to do the first three. You're certainly welcome to do the fourth one too, but we minimally need the first three. And they're relatively short and it's just going to help us. Well, the vitamin one is pretty long. It's going to help us to categorize what you're experiencing with specific nutrient imbalances. So here's the thing, and Claudia brought this up on a call the other day, so I thought I would address it because others of you may have had the same experience with that, is that you're going to see the same questions asked in multiple places. Don't get frustrated with that. It's just the limitations of the particular software that we use that we don't have a fancy, you know, $100,000 back end that analyzes every symptom and says, well, that could be this, that, and there, the other thing, and then gives you a fancy report. I'm working with somebody who has a program like that, and I'm hoping that once they get it introduced, we can make it available to you. But that's not available right now. So this is how we're going to do this right now. So you may see, do you have dry skin in one? You have dry skin in another. Like I told her, I already have dry skin. Yes, I have dry skin. Don't get impatient. Just know that it's just because here's all the vitamin A symptoms and here's all the vitamin B and here's all the vitamin C, and they're going to overlap. But what we're going to do is give you a score at the end of this. And you're going to get an email after you do each of these. So, and it should be within 5 minutes. You'll get an email that says, thank you for submitting this. And there's some text in the body, but also there's a PDF attached to it. So I'm going to go to my email. Let's see if I can find that. Has everybody seen that where there's a PDF attached, right? So what I recommend you do is on your own computer that you make a folder called ERC documents. And even under that, you make another folder that says assessments. So every time those docs come back, what you do is you save it to that folder. And then if somebody says, hey, I didn't see your XYZ in your Google Doc, you go, well, it's on my computer. Maybe it got deleted somehow. Let me upload it again. And Lynn did a whole video on how to upload things to your Google Docs. So if you haven't seen that, Lynn, make sure, I don't know where it's posted, but she'll make sure that that's posted so you can watch it, because I don't want to review all that again. All right, so I'm just going to find, you may see black right now because I'm covering up my screen there, but I'm going to find my assessments folder and I'll show you one. Current membership. Coaching partner assessments. Okay. I see 1200 in my inbox. So a lot of you have been busy. I'm going to open one. Who's on here? Diana, is it okay if I open up yours? Just to show as an example. Okay. So I'm going to open Diana's. I'm going to show, oh, it's your nutrient assessment one. Okay, good. All right. So, I'm going to change my screen share to be this one.
Yeah, come look. She's using me for guinea pig, honey.
What's that?
Yeah, I'm talking to my husband. He just walked past.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and change the share, new share, and I'm going to do it to Diana's. Is this it? Oh, no, that's the whole screen. Diana Parma. There we go. All right. So. When you fill out your assessment, ignore the mess at the top of my inbox, you're going to get something that looks like this. This is your, what's attached. It says subject body mineral attachment. Oh, it should probably say something in here. Okay. So this is what you filled out. And then if you look down here, see where it says attachment, it's a PDF. I can then just click that and it opens up this little box and it says save file. I'm going to save it to my own computer. I'll put it in my ERC folder. ERC glands, and I'll just stick it there for now. You silver or gold, Diana?
Gold.
Gold, yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. All right, so I'm just going to add a folder for her as she's new this year.
I'm going to do better.
And I'm going to save it there.
I've already got mine uploaded.
Actually, yeah. Everybody has a folder in their Google Doc file that says forms and assessments.
Right. And every email, hopefully Jazzy got that message that every email that we send out, all the reminders, even in the PS says, and here's the link to your Google Drive. So you don't have to keep fiddling with it and looking it up. And you can click on it and get into your Google Drive. And did everybody see that? That was easy. That's all you have to do. Once you do that, you can go into your Google Drive, and I'll just do a test Google Drive here, right? I'll just go.
You can use mine if you want.
Okay. It's all right. Up. I'll do that then. ERC. I'll go here, and I'll go 2018 members, new members. All right. So Diana. Okay. So she's got a forms and assessments folder in there. She's got a thing for call recordings. So that's where we're going to put, after you have your calls, that's where you're going to have your recordings go. And so, you know, it probably takes a few days to get those downloaded and uploaded, but you'll find those there. And then there's other things here. Oh, and you already uploaded a lot of other stuff. So Diana also uploaded some of her test results, right? So it's going to be really easy when her coach has her first appointment with her for her to look up and say, oh, look at all I have for Diana. And she'll look at this stuff and prepare. Now, it doesn't mean that she's going to spend the time it takes on that first call to be able to fully analyze a Dutch report, right? But you'll get that from me because you were one of the full pay, you know, early responders. So you'll get actually a Dutch analysis with me.
Hmm? Yeah. I'm going to get a second test done.
Get a second test done because we're going to get that sent to you. Yeah. So anyway, she's got all this stuff in here and all she'd have to do to upload a new thing would be open up forms and assessment. She's already got it there, so I won't carry it all the way through. And I'm going to go new file upload. And then I'm just going to find wherever it was on my computer, right? I'm not going to do it right now fully, but I'll just find the file and then I'll just upload this little, silly little Dropbox thing and it'll upload a file. And then that file will show up there and I'll get rid of it. But that's how you upload your assessment. So before we go on, I want to make sure there's nothing. No questions. Any questions, anybody?
I'm still seeing the screen from.
You're still seeing. Oh, guys. Okay. I said. Yeah. I said new share. Okay. New share. Forms and assessments. Share. All right.
There's the screen. There it is.
There it is. Okay. Good. That's,
yeah.
So basically, when you click the link in your email that goes to your file, you should see folder. It should look something like this. You may not have all of. You won't have Diana's test results in there, but you'll have a forms and assessments folder. Will she? They have a call recordings folder too.
They should.
Yes. So you'll have these two folders. So if you haven't done anything, you're going to just see these two folders. And if you've got your forms and assessments, you're going to open forms and assessments. You're going to say new.
I've actually been working with Frances to create. She's going in and creating the different folders. And
great.
And for those who were in their elite, they'll also see a separate folder.
So she'll rearrange it and move things in. So yeah.
Right.
Cool. Great. Great. File upload, right? You see this folder? You can do a lot of stuff. File upload. And then you just pick a file that you want to upload. And within seconds, it's there, right? I just did a bogus file. Everybody clear on how to do that? Right. If you have any trouble with that, reach out. Not Donna? Okay, so let's go to Donna's folder. Okay. Is that okay if I go to your folder? Okay. All right. So we'll go to Elite and we'll go to Donna. So when you click the link to your Google file, you have it somewhere because we've been using it and we've been communicating. You have that. So you've got more because you've got a lot in there from before. You've got your genetics. You've got your labs, you've got your forms and assessments, you've got your call recordings. So Diana, if you wanted to be like ultra organized, you might make another folder and I'll show you guys how to do that, that says labs and just put all your labs in there, right? Okay. So that it's real easy for anybody going in there to find your stuff. So this is what you have. If you want to upload a new file to this, Donna, you click on this thing that says new.
Okay.
And then you say file upload.
Okay.
It's going to open a window. It won't look like mine because it'll be your computer. You're going to find the file you want to upload and you're going to go like that and you're going to say open and it's going to put that file there. Okay. So if you had, let's say you had a recipe that you found that you really like, but you know there's ingredients in it that you can't eat and you have it in a PDF. Oh my God, I think this would be amazing. I want to get off of the whatever that's in here. And you uploaded it here. You could upload it here and then tell your coach on a call, I have this recipe and it's so good. Do you know of a way? How can I make this better? Right? Okay. And then they could look at it. If you kept track of your diet for 3 days or you went and got a new lab done or anything at all you want to upload that you want to discuss with your coach, put it here. Now, in terms of labs, I'll get to that in a moment when we go back to the sheet because I want to stick with the process. In terms of labs, you don't want to go back and upload every lab report from every doctor for the last 10 years. Right? But if you have blood work that goes back years, I'm going to show you how you can report that to your coach. You really just want to upload labs that you've had in the last year. I mean, Donna has more because she's been in the program, but we have more of that. But if you're new, we'll ask you, we'll go, huh, do you have any thyroid tests from before January 1, 2017? Because this is a weird pattern and I want to see if there was any pattern going on before. And I'll ask that. The coaches will ask that, whoever is having that conversation with you. Is that making sense? Mm-hmm. So we want to get whatever information we need, but we don't want to be overwhelmed with more than we need because then it's confusing. And, you know, really looking at an adrenal test from 2 years ago, except as comparison to a new one, it's not going to do us much good. Like you're in a different place. So I'm not going to mm-hmm. help you and give you some suggestions based on a two-year-old adrenal test. I don't want you to get a new one. Okay?
Right.
Make sense? You get it now, Donna? Anybody else that doesn't get it, feel free to speak up. That's what the purpose of this call is.
I'm just going to mention that Pamela's also on because I know you said to let you know when other coaches come on.
Okay. Pamela, so, you want to come on and say hi so people can see who you are for their prep for their stuff and just say hi, say a few words. And in the meantime, I'll go back to the how to prepare. And is everybody clear so far on the forums, the getting to know you, the body systems, organ, nutrients, everybody clear on that? Any questions about that? We're good? And if you're feeling like, I have brain stuff, I'm going to fill out that brain and neurotransmitter stuff, feel free. I have osteoporosis, I'm going to fill out the bone one, feel free, but no pressure. Got it? And like Susan said, both Susan said, the more information we have about you, the more we can help you. Right? So don't disclose because you're embarrassed or whatever. Okay. I don't see Pamela coming on.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah.
So the last time I tried to get in that gap folder, whatever it is, I couldn't get in. It was.
When was that?
Probably about 10 days ago.
It's fixed.
Okay.
Yeah. There were some issues with some people not having permissions. Check it out. If you're still having trouble, reach out to Lynn. Right away, because we'll get that fixed. But there were some tagging permissions that we figured out. Okay?
And I haven't done any of these assessments. Should I wait to have my call with my coach until I've done them?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, because otherwise there's not going to be a lot for them to really go over with you and get a good sign. So, yes, do these assessments. You did the getting to know you. I know that.
Yeah.
These are easy. For those of you who haven't done them, this is much easier than the body system getting to know you because all you're going to do on these, I'll just open one so you see. Let's say we want to see what your vitamin balance is. And it's just going to, it's just, you know, your basic stuff at the beginning.
Can I speak to this though, what you're saying? I know for some people doing all these assessments and things, can be a little bit overwhelming. I guess I'm just speaking for myself. I personally wouldn't want you to wait too long to schedule your first appointment with your coach. If this is holding you back, reach out to your coach and say, listen, I'm having a hard time doing these assessments for whatever reason. And they can work with you on that. Mm-hmm. I would offer to help myself, but the next 11 days I'm going to be offline a lot with training and so forth. So anyway, I just don't want people to put off scheduling their first appointment because they haven't done the assessment.
Yeah, if they haven't done is you just haven't gotten time, I suggest you schedule
yes.
the time. If it's that you have a hard time sitting at the computer for any length of time and you go bonkers, one of the things that one person said she likes to do, and I'll show you how to do that, is you can actually print out, see at the top, it says in PDF format. It's also available in PDF format. You can actually download that and print it. You can answer all the questions on there. So while you're thinking, you're not sitting and staring at a computer screen, if that's part of the reason. And then you just come back here and you fill it out. And when you fill it out, it's like you just click the link, you come in here and you go, boom. Boom. You have to fill them all. You just answer the question, but that takes the time. How often do I notice that, right? And it says right here, you know, do you have a history of ulcers? Never a year ago. Oh, yeah, I had ulcers years ago. One. Okay, good. Or I've never had ulcers. And then you just fill them out. So if you, and you can do this calculate thing because it'll give you an idea of the score. It'll tell you if you missed any. But if you really like don't want to sit in front of the computer while you're doing this, I totally get it. Just print it out, check it off there, and then all you have to do is like not even think while you're going and filling them out. You just look at what you checked off and check them off, similar to what I'm doing here. I'm not thinking. But if I have to actually think about that, am I prone to infections and flus? Here. So this needs to be moved down, this point scale. Why is this up here? Right? That should be moved down to right above the sections. Actually, it'd be good to have that repeated above each section. But at least it should be closer because it, you know, it's hard to know. That's another reason for printing it if you want to know. Or just jot it down on a piece of paper. Zero, never. You know, one is minor. Two is moderate. Three is frequently or severe. And then actually, as you're going through, if you're going, huh, what was that? Do I have acne? No, I don't have acne. Oh, yeah, every now and then my face breaks out. You know, it's a one. Is that making sense? Does that help? Does that help? Yeah. All right. And if you need help, reach out. And like Lynn said, reach out to your coach and say, I'm having a real hard time filling these out because of whatever, you know, what's a good thing. They may say, fill it out on paper and fax it in, email it in. I mean, there's ways to get around it. Okay. Okay. Does that help? Yeah. Yeah. And the reason for this is it helps us to classify, you know, right away and really hone in on specific imbalances. And it would take a lot longer on a call. Now, you're in Gold Plus. I'm going to meet with you. Set up your first call with me soon so that we can go over some of this together. Okay?
And how do we do that?
You were sent an email, but I'll show you another way. You should have been sent an email that said, here's how you schedule, because a whole bunch of people did start scheduling them. But here's how you do it if not. Okay. You didn't get the email? All right. So email. So in.
It said it's closed.
What?
It said it's closed.
What?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see.
There's no more appointments.
No, there's tons of appointments. Okay. Let's see. So when we go to ERC Home, there should be a box that says Gold and Gold Plus resource page. Do you see that? Everybody see that? Golden Gold Plus resource page. If you're silver, it will be grayed out. If you're gold, it will be there. Or gold or gold plus. When you go to the page, what did I do? Why is it not going to the page? Save link as, copy link address. It was working last week. Paste. Oh, he put the wrong link there. Lynn, do you know the link to that gold? Ah, it's frustrating. All right, let me go here. Okay.
If you go under the resources tab, you'll see.
Okay, got it. Okay, yeah. So can you make a note to tell David that the tile does not go to the right place? Okay, so gold, see this here? Resources, gold plus resource page. You click that. And then it's going to show you like private comprehensive health assessment, lab assessment appointment with me, 90 minutes. So that one, you can just look at the calendar. There's one here, let's see, September, October. Oh. Wow, I'll have to look at October. There may not be any. I think I have to open up some extra slots just for this particular one because it looks like there's none until November.
Right. You've got a pretty packed
schedule. Yeah. I'll see if I can open some of those reserved slots if I can to get that in, because I don't want people to have to wait that long. All right. Although you'll have plenty of time with your, but that's because there's a lot of them when you start to get into these other, November 1st shouldn't be any. Why is that showing? Because that's blocked off for Shine. All right. We'll work on that. I know some of you are already on my calendar. Some of you got the email. Some of you didn't. And we'll work on this calendar because there's something bogus about that. It's just showing up that whole day is available. And that's actually that whole day is blocked. Unless, of course. All right. Let me look at my calendar. I'm going to just pause the screen for a second. I'll open some Friday appointments for those because I have a lot of Fridays and Mondays blocked off for my own stuff. But my concern is that that day is going to show up and people are going to show up on that day. And it's going to, we're going to be at Shine. We're not going to be able to do anything. We're going to be at Shine. So it's busy. That is weird. There's something wrong with appointment code that's going to have to be resolved. All right. We'll make sure that gets taken care of and we'll open up some October appointments. There won't be any in September for sure. Maybe. I'm pretty sure there won't be. No, I could probably open up a couple in September, the last week in September on Friday. Okay. We'll make sure that gets taken care of, guys. And we'll make sure the email. Can you make a note of these things, Lynn? Because I'm trying to make notes, but also.
Yeah, I'm actually doing them as we speak.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. So getting back to how to prepare. You should have all received an email about your coach, who your coach is. Where did my resume share? All right. You should have already gotten an email. Has anybody not gotten an email introducing them to their coach or their coaching teams? Anybody? Okay. And in there, it has the email address of your coach to reach out to. And I see Pamela. Pamela, you want to say hi? Pamela Neves? Want to say hi to folks? She may be in a place where she can't because it's black. Maybe she doesn't have a camera. Okay, so the next step. This is something that I don't know that anybody has done. I think Jeannie did. I don't know if Jeannie's on, but Jeannie, I remember seeing that she had done, is fill in your health scorecard on the master tracker from those forms. And I'm just going to show you real quick because we have.
I have seen a few people. I think Susanna Wills.
Yeah, some people are real tech savvy. If you're having trouble with that, we'll help you with it. But we could probably get them to contact with Frances even to sit and walk them through how to do that. Because she's real tech savvy. So here's that's my make a copy. I'm getting rid of that one. I'm going to use my test copy. Okay, so here's my test copy. And I'm going to type in here. Client name is Rita Marie's test. All right. So the first thing I want you to look at is the health scorecards. Do you see this down at the bottom where it says health scorecards? Yes? Health scorecard. This is a place where you can just jot those numbers from your other form. So I'm going to go back to Rindana's. Does Donna have them? I'm going to go back to Diana's because she's got hers that are more recent. Diana. It's okay if we keep using you, Diana? Yes? No? Maybe? I don't see her anymore.
I'm here and you can use it. Go ahead. Okay.
So I'm going to go to your hormone and glands. But let's do the body systems because it's the first one on the sheet. This is the PDF that you're going to get. It's a nice little summary that says what your most stressed out areas are. For her, it looks like her small intestine and pancreas have the most symptomatic stuff going on. she's going to transfer these numbers. And the way I usually do it is if I have this printed, then I can just look at the printout. And you could just print this one page. I mean, it goes on and it has all the answers. But if you wanted to just print this one page, you could just say print. And this is what I like to do. I like to print the first page for everybody and then put it in a book. So if you have your binders that we sent you, there's a tab for assessments. If not, just add one or just add this to the beginning. And you can just print the first page. So I would say print pages. I'm going to say one. And then I'm going to say print. And it's going to print it out for me. And then I can have that sitting by my side as I fill in the master tracker. So I'm going to go to here, and it looked like some of the numbers that she had on here. It's printing out right now. So where was it? Here. All right. I'm going to open this in a new tab, a new window. Okay. So I can say, okay, so her upper GI was 22, her upper GI low stomach acid in excess was 33. So I'm going to go back here and I'm going to put in 22. I'm going to put in 33 and watch what happens. They change color to match what's on your form. Yay. And then I'm going to put in 35, 53, and 37. You get the idea? So you're just going to do that for all of them. I just printed it out. So easier would be to just sit there and look at the printout. If you print them out, just that one page, it's going to take you really literally maybe 10 minutes at the most to put these numbers in. But here's the beauty of it. So she filled it out. I'm going to give her her date, which was July 26th. So she did it right away. July 26th, so I'm going to put in 7/7/26/18. Okay, whoops, I got to take out that. I just have that in there to show you the format, but or just that that's what it's supposed to be. All right, so I put that in there. Now, what's going to happen is, like say she goes back in December and says, I'm going to do these assessments again. Let me do 12/1/18, right? Now she goes back in and she does the test and she finds she has a 21, she has a 29, 28, she has a 17, and she has a 25. Because say we really worked on that small intestine. She started doing some enzyme therapy. She started working on the gut. She started working on the motility, looking for SIBO and her improvement. So we would look back and go, wow, look at this. Fairly much the same in the stomach. Liver and gallbladder is a little bit better. Small intestine is much better. What's the next thing we're going to work on in here? So it really gives you a way to go back. You don't have to do the whole assessment again. There's ways to do just the digestive assessment. So if she wanted to go back and just do the digestive assessment, she could go back to the original page. Let's go back where we came from. Usually it stays open, but I've been flipping around. And go to the gap discovery and the scorecards. And if you go back under here to these assessments, this one contains all of them, but this one breaks them down. So if you want to go back and redo digestion, because she had some issues, she goes back and does digestion. She can just answer that, the digestive function assessment. But say she's like, oh man, I really want to see what else is going on with my digestion. She may want to do all the rest of these. So then she'd go back to the digestive function. These are the same questions as were on the other one. She'd fill this out for all the different parts of the digestion. And then she'd get her scores and she'd put them in her master tracker. So I know this is a lot and I'm going to look to see. I can't see everybody because you're kind of spread out. How is this for landing for everybody? Do you get how to do this? Yes? Right? You see the value of it, right? Because you're going to be able to monitor yourself. And our purpose in this program is to help you to get yourself in balance this year with us, but also to empower you to be able to continue to self-monitor through the rest of your life. So you don't have to rely on the 10-minute medical exam to figure out what might have come up and might be going on with you and what's improving and what's not. And you can also use these to show if you have some issue that comes up that's serious and it does require medical attention, you'll have all of these informational gathering things that you can show them in one place, right? Does it make sense? Yes? Am I losing anybody? No? Clear? It's, yeah. All right. So that's basically that. Let's go back. So you fill out the forms. You fill them in on the master tracker. Then you transfer your top symptoms and challenges from your getting to know you form. Remember it said, what are the top, you know, I gave you room for 10. Some people put 3 and then put NA, NA, NA. Some people gave me 10. I would recommend before your call, and your coach can work with you on this if you don't have time. This absolutely is not. These are the important part. This is be great to have. So when you go to this thing, you're going to go to the very first page and you see where it says, and you're welcome to fill any of this stuff out. The more you fill, the better. The present symptoms, fatigue. And these may be just copy pasted from your getting to know you form, bloating and brain fog. Okay. And if you have any diagnosis, you can write that down too. Somebody says you have Hashimoto's. You can put that down. You put your approximate onset. Coach will help you get to that if you don't know it. But approximate onset. I've been fatigued since 2011. I've had bloating since I was 14. And when did it happen at 14, we're going to ask. Oh, when did you start your menstrual periods? When, you know what I mean? So those are the kind of things that help us to know. The brain fog started in 2016. Okay, and then the Hashimoto's was diagnosed just recently. Whoops, 2108. All right. So how severe is it? You already filled this out from the other. You just showed you. This is mild. This is severe. This is medium. This is, you know, it is what it is, whatever. How high a priority is it? This is debilitating. I can't go out in public. I can't eat. I can't get my pants on at the end of the day. This is high. The fatigue, it just comes on and goes, it's a low. The brain fog's moderate. And then this is, it's a high priority to get rid of an autoimmune disease. So you write it in. Is this making sense? Yes? No? Maybe? Okay. So your coach will be taking some notes in here. If you want to pre-frame them with putting in your 5-year, 1-year, and 90-day vision, all power to you. But that's stuff that they'll be asking you and trying to get at for you throughout the consultation. These are just, you know, anything. You filled in a whole lot of stuff. As coaches, we'll go through and I'll say, you know, the ones that I think are most important were mono in 2011.
Can you go back? Diana was saying she still can't find how to prepare. That was just on the screen.
What do you mean she can't find it?
She said, I still can't find this document, the how to prepare.
It's not there. I said that at the beginning. I just created it. I said that right at the beginning. I created this. This is my cheat sheet to go through. I'm going to clean it up and we'll upload it to the site after we clean it up. I wanted to present it first to see if I missed anything and then see if I needed to clarify anything more.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Rita Marie, somewhere I saw at one time a document on one page that said how to prepare for a coaching session. Ooh. And it had quite a bit of instructions. I don't think it was one you're talking about. It was for something else.
I think it's
the body balance. There's a personal coaching section in there. It might have been that spot. But Yeah, somewhere there was a rather instructional document said how to get.
Okay, I'll make a note of it. It may be something, some remnant from a previous year that we didn't update. And if that's the case, then I'll find it and we'll. Yeah.
I went looking for it yesterday because my appointment's on Monday, and I thought I'd like to go over that and see, you know, make sure that I'm doing a little bit every day. Because there's, you know, sitting down and doing several hours worth in the middle of harvest is not doable for me right now.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm wondering if that is the gold resource page, because there is a section on there on preparing.
Oh, one of it is just like, you know, asking questions, fill out your form in advance. We'll look at that.
Yeah. Okay.
If you find it again, let us know.
No, I'm not crazy.
There was an old one. There was one we did years ago, but I thought it had been taken down, and it was much more extensive than this.
Oh, yeah, much more.
Simple. Yeah. Trying to keep it simple. You don't have to do all that.
Fabulous. I think I've got most of this done already so far.
Yeah. Fill in the master tracker. Transfer your top symptoms and challenges from the getting to know you. I just showed you that. This is super important if you're taking supplements. You know, on the getting to know you, you just jotted down, I take vitamin A. On what's really going to help us to help you is to really see it all in one place. And this was a form that I set up with one of our coaches. We just like battled away with it 3 hours, like boom, boom, boom. What do we really need to know? And we decided that the brand name is super important because Costco supplements are very different than Seeking Health supplements, right? So what's the brand name? What's the thing? So it might be Seeking Help Liposomal C. It might be Costco fish oil, right? That's what you're filling in here.
Yeah, that's what I started doing yesterday morning, and that was one of those hairs tearing out. It's like, oh my God, I'm never going to get all this done.
You'll get it done because here's the thing. If you don't get it all done, you don't get it all done. You'll fill it out, and they'll you can keep going with it. But here's the thing. If you're taking certain supplements, this is going to help you to be able to manage your supplements too. Exactly. And this will help us to see, well, she shouldn't be taking this with that. She should be spreading this out. Oh, this should be on an empty stomach versus that. Oh, that brand sucks. You need switch. No wonder you're not getting results. No wonder you feel lousy after you take your supplements or get bloated after you take your supplements. You've got all this corn flour and talc and whatever else is in some of the supplements, right? So you put them all in. And it's not for the purpose of judging. It's just for the purpose of really seeing what you're doing. Because a lot of you come here and you go, but I've already been to a functional medicine doctor. I've already on all these supplements. They may not be the right ones. There may be some problems with you with them. And you may not be taking the right doses and the right timing.
Yep.
Right? So we want to help you. And this really just gets it down. How often are you taking it? Like I'm taking it 3 times a day. So it could be something like 3 drops.
Right.
3 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I wrote 2, but whatever. Why are you taking it? Don't know is a valid answer. I don't know. I read it somewhere. I started taking it 5 years ago. Somebody said it was good. Don't know is valid or helps with.
Remember. Can't remember why. I've been taking it for 10 years. I have no idea what the original reason was.
Right. And some of them you might have noticed like you took it and, oh my God, I can think. Or, oh my God, I gave my brother some B vitamins once years ago. And he says, oh my God, those are the most amazing things. I took the B vitamins and now I can think clearly and I have energy. And then he was like, cause he was on a budget. He says, I figured out how to know what my best dose is. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, if I take the full dose you recommended, my urine is really orange. He said, so I just kept decreasing my dose. And I got it to the point where it was just turning orange. So he says, at 10 drops, it was turning bright orange. At 3 drops, it was still turning bright orange. So I figured I had enough and I was just peeing away the rest. I'm like, oh, that was brilliant, right? From necessity. So you might be taking too much of this stuff. You might be confusing your body by taking it at the wrong time. This is something we'll all go over with you. Okay. I definitely want this filled out before you have your lab consultation with me.
Okay. Absolutely. Oh, it'll be done by then, I'm sure.
For sure.
Hopefully it's done by Monday. But I'm constantly
changing. As much as you can, they'll work with you to get.
Yeah, I'm constantly changing things, so it's kind of a work in progress. So
here's the thing about the changing things. I'm going to give you another place to look at.
Yeah, there's another place in there for
another place for discontinuing.
Right. I'm going to really appreciate this eventually. It's just the
you will. That's what I'm going to tell you. You will, especially if you've been spending a fortune on supplements, switching them around, and then you find out a new one. And you go, oh wow, this resveratrol. I read about it. I'm going to take it. And before you do, you look at your discontinued, and you went, I tried that 5 years ago, and I got terrible diarrhea when I took it. Well, let me proceed with caution here because you don't remember. I don't remember that I took that 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I remember what I took yesterday, let alone, that's why this is so critical.
It is
what
critical.
Am I supposed to take, right? And we're going to teach you ways to tune into your own body to see how often you really need to take it. Because some of us are taking supplements every day, 3 times a day. And on some of them, you may only need to take them once a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once a week. So anyway, date started. The date stopped would be if you're on it, you know, and you just stopped it, but usually the date stopped is more appropriate for the discontinued, but they're the same thing. Right. And any problem. So I've been taking it for 2 years. Suddenly I stopped it in 7/2018 and well, whatever. I can't type to save my life. It's really sad. All right. And then you go, well, I started it as Dr. X said to, gave me the diarrhea. Okay, so here's the thing I want you to see, and this may be a little bit too advanced for everybody. Let me just show you this one, and I'll show you. And then its ingredients, well, if it's a multi-form, if it's liposomal C, you can just say it's liposomal C with phosphatidylserine. But if it's more complicated, just put the website. Like most bottles will say the website. Put the website down, the name of it, the website, so we can look it up if we're concerned, right? I don't want you to sit there and typing like all the tiny print and like killing your eyes and killing your time and killing your hands. So that's that. So if you do this, I'm just going to type in something here. Seeking Health Vitamin C. All right. So if I discontinued this, you know, and I have it all on here and then I suddenly get diarrhea, and I don't want to take it anymore. Like, what was your probiotic that you threw away?
Swanson.
I'm going to go like this. I'm going to go copy. And I say copy rather than cut because I don't want to lose something. And then I can delete it. Then I go to discontinued. And I go paste. And there you have it. All right? And then once I know it's there, then I can go back here and I can just go delete. And that way you keep it up to date. I used to keep it in the same spreadsheet, but then I'd be sorting through and not seeing that you stopped it. And I'm like asking about it. No, I stopped. Oh yeah, you stopped it. So we'll take them out once you've stopped it and then you put it in the discontinued. Now, if you're on a call with me, I'm going to maybe say, switch out this brand or add this particular supplement. So I'll go in here and I'll say, and the coach might too, you know, brand, you know, I want you to get this. Be complex, whatever. Here's how I want you to take it. But you're not taking it right away, right? It's not like immediately you started it. So I don't want it on your current. I want it to sit here until you order it, you buy it, whatever you start it. And that could be a week, 2 weeks. For some people, it could be 2 years. And then I just say copy. And then I put it in my current and I go like that and I say paste and I'm started it, and then you go right here because you're going to know the date because you just started it on, you know, 9/21/18. And then you have it, right? So it's a way for you to keep track of what you're doing, and we'll support you. We'll help you with this as much as we need to, depending on what level you're in. If you're in silver, it's kind of you're doing most of this yourself, right? But if you've got upgraded and you're in gold and gold plus, you get a lot more time. We'll work with you on this and make sure that you have it. But I want to empower you to be able to see what you're doing instead of just this big box of bottles and you just like shoving it. I want you to have this laid out. And then we can see, well, there's overlap. Why are you taking this multi and that? I've had people do that. They're taking 3 different multis. Well, because Dr. Furman said this one and Dr. Mercola said that one. And I was on the Lyme disease summit and I thought maybe I have Lyme. And they said to take this one. Oy, right? You're wasting a lot of time, a lot of money, and confusing your bloody body. Okay? Sense? Especially if you have gut issues. because the gut doesn't want all that cellulose coming in. It's like, yeah, a little bit of cellulose in one capsule is nothing. But when you're taking three of this and five of this and you add it all up, it's this constant load and it can erode your stomach lining. Right? Good? Is everybody clear? Anybody not clear? Yes? Anybody not clear? Is this helpful? Or you've already figured it out? Some of you have already figured it out, and I apologize for the redundancy. You can work on some other things or work on your forms while we're working on this. But there is a medications one. So if you're not on medications, no worries, right? But if you are on medications, then you go here and you write it down. I'm on Synthroid, and bioidentical hormones count as medications if it's a script that the doctor writes and you take to the pharmacy to get done. Or if it's something you get like Advil or whatever. So if it's over the counter and prescription, right? And you just go in here and you put down your meds. You put down when. Because what we would also want to look at, look, she's taking her thyroid medication at the same time she's taking her calcium. And that's a no-no. It might be interfering, right? So we're going to help you with that as well, timing and such. Make sense? Yes, everybody? Yes? Okay. So let me go back to the how to prepare. So that was transfer your symptoms. We got that. Fill in the supplements. Put any supplements you've taken in the past year on the discontinued, right? You don't have to go back 5 years. You could if you wanted to, but that would take a lot of time to try to remember that. But if you can do it, even just going to your shelves and having, who has a shelf of stuff that you're not taking anymore? And you're like, wow, I spent a lot of money on that stuff. Yes. Put that in. Right? I want to know what's in your pharmacy because some of it we may be able to use and say, wow, that would be good. Oh no, throw it in the trash. That one's horrible. Right? So it'll help you to clean out your shelf or reuse the stuff that you already have. Right? I don't want you to be going and buying new stuff if it's not necessary. Make sense? Fill in all your medications. Okay. So you're mostly done pretty much. If you've started a diet diary, fill in at least 3 days worth of diet tracker. Okay, so if you've been tracking, there's a form in here that you can put it on. There's two places you could put it on. One would be the diet diary, which is real simple. And just write it down, right? Just write down if you've been taking it in a notebook. I know people have been writing down everything they eat for 5 years. I don't need 5 years of it. Give me a sampling of 3 days. And we'll write it in there. If you've been in sweet spot and you've been tracking your glucose with your food and you've been filling in this, maybe you've been filling it in on paper, just pick 3 good representative days to put in so that we can see what it looks like. If you can. If not, don't worry about it. We'll have you do this in an ongoing way to try to see. Does this make sense? Yes? Yeah? Okay. And then I'm gonna change this to say upload to the labs you have from prior years, either or if you're really uncomfortable with this Google Doc stuff, don't worry about it. We're gonna have this link available to you. You click this form, and it's a really pretty looking Google form, and it's the file uploader. We're changing it out from the one we had before, because this helps us to sort it better. You're going to put your name, your email address. Your name, your email address, what level you're in. So if you're elite gold, you'd do that. If you're just a new person in gold, you'd do that. And then it's giving us permission, right? Because if you're going to go on, this is not necessary for a private call, but if you want us to be able to go over this, you can either say, I don't give you permission for these results to be reviewed on a group call, or I give permission. I understand others will see my documents. I confirm that I'm submitting private stuff and I'm giving you permission to show it. I understand that the review of these documents is not diagnosis, recommendations are for educational purposes only. And then optional, so if you wanted to say this once and not have to say it again, you click this. I give Dr. Ranatim permission to share this and all other documents I share on a group call. And that way you don't have to keep filling this in. Make sense? Yes? No? Because we want to respect your privacy. There may be some stuff that you say, yeah, and other stuff you're like, no, don't share that, right? Somebody goes, and I'll give you an example. Somebody goes and has a chlamydia test. They don't want anybody to see that, right? They don't want us to share that on a public call. We're just going to talk about that privately. But, you know, you have your Dutch test done and you're fine with that. Great. And if you're not, then we won't share it on group calls, which means it's going to have to be shared in a private call, which means if you're silver, then you're not going to be able to get help with those particular tests because you don't have the private calls for labs. Okay, great. And then I've already uploaded my files via my Google Drive. So I really want you to fill this out if you've already uploaded them to your Google Drive as well, or I'm uploading them here. So I'm going to change that. I'm going to take it from a prior year, either to Google Drive or here. But I'll make sure it's clear that I want you to fill in this form at least once. And if you're filling it out for me and you're saying, I give Dr. Rita Marie permission to share all of this, you check all of them except the first one, and I give permission, and I've already uploaded my files to the Google Drive, you're done. You don't have to keep filling this in every time you put something new up in that folder. Is that making sense? Okay. And if there's anything you're uploading that you don't want us to share, then come to this thing, say, I don't give you permission to share this, and upload the file for us. And then we won't put it in the public place. Make sense? It's not like other people are going to look at your documents because that's private. But on a call, I may put it on the screen. Like you just gave me permission verbally, right, to put your stuff on the screen. But on a call, I maybe put your whole lab and say, okay, we're going to do this Dutch test review, you know, and you give me permission. Donna? Yeah, open up.
So how do you get to this form each time you want to upload something to you?
It's going to be, it may already be there. I asked my team to put it there. But when you go to the ERC site up here under resources, we'll check to see ERC home. Oh, it may be under the resources here. Yeah. See where it says ERC file uploader?
Yeah.
Okay. Right now it's still pointing to the old one, I believe, unless they worked on it really quickly. Yeah, it is. So we're going to change that to point to this new form.
Oh,
this
okay.
form looks just like it, by the way.
And it's not for the health tracker though. That's to give you guys like our labs or something.
Yes, in addition to you putting them in your health tracker, which is just for the blood, by the way, mm-hmm. we like to see it because sometimes you make a mistake in transcribe and we're like, mm-hmm. no, her thyroid T4 cannot be 256. She must have done that in the wrong place. And then we look at your lab and go, oh yeah, that's what, because we know what it should be. You may not, you just putting the numbers in, right?
Okay.
We'll show you how to put them in the health tracker.
All right.
Is this making sense? So we'll make sure, and Lynn, if you make a note to that, to make sure that we get David or Jazzy to change that link, or me later on, I can probably change it. I think I can figure that out. And we'll point to the new one. The reason we're going to the new one, we like that form better, is because it puts all of it in one place for me. So when I go in there, I can see who's missing various pieces of information. So it's just a behind the scenes thing. Plus it's a prettier form anyway. Okay. Okay. Good. Good questions. And that's it. The last one is transfer these labs to your Master Health tracker sheet. Again, ideally it says, if you're like really tech scared and you don't understand how to do this, let us know and we'll have somebody on our team put it in for you. All right. So I'm going to go back to the Master Tracker, and there's one called Lab Results. There's a Lab Results US and there's a Lab Results International. So if we go to Lab Results US, that's where most of you are, but some of you are not. So you'll click on the International. So you're going to go through this and we're going to put in your labs. You'll have your lab printed out that you either got from your doctor or from Direct Labs or however you got it. And you're just going to go through and find these numbers. We tried to put them in the order that they usually show up on labs. They may not with specific labs. So you'd put in the date 9/13/18. And okay, my glucose was 87 and my uric acid was 1.9 and my blood urea nitrogen was 22. Oops, I was trying to be out of range. My creatinine was 1.5. All right, so you see there's various colors. It's not just a rainbow to make it look pretty. That we want a variety of colors to keep you interested. That would be good, but that's not why. When it turns green, you are within the ideal range. So here we have the ideal range is 65 to 89. Doesn't mean if you had 60 it was bad, but it's something we want to look at to make sure that you're not having hypoglycemic ups and downs. Frequently, my first morning glucose is 63. So, but I know myself and I know it's fine. And if we know it's fine for you, we're good. Uric acid is a little bit higher than the lower than the ideal range, 3.2 to 5.5. But it's still within the lab range, 1.8 to 7. So it turns yellow. This guy here, the creatinine, the lab range is 0.5 to 1.2 and you're at 1.5. So it turns orange. Orange considered to be red, but the red didn't show up real well as a background to see the numbers. So we changed it to orange. And you'll just do this for everything that's on your lab report. If for some reason you're not sure of something, that's okay, right? You just let us know that particular thing, I didn't know where it goes. I didn't see a place for it. Now, there's some advanced testing that may not be here, but most stuff is. It'll calculate, some of these things are ratios that it calculates. So if I put in my HDL is 33, and I put in my triglycerides, a little higher than that. My triglycerides are 150. It's going to calculate the ratio, and it's, whoops, this ratio has to be recalculated. It looks like it's backwards. It looks like it's the opposite of what it should be. Interesting. Anyway, it's a range. I go the other way. I usually go triglyceride to HDL ratio. This is calculating HDL to triglyceride ratio. Either way, it's outside the range. It is because HDLs are too low and LDLs are too high. Triglycerides are too high. We talk about this a lot when we do blood sugar balancing. We ideally want something like this. 1-to-1 ratio. Yay. Okay. And you're green. It'll calculate that for you. You don't have to, but it looks like it's backwards, but that's okay. I'll make sure my coaches know that it's backwards and that we should change it. You have your thyroid, you run your thyroid, you put your numbers in, right? I'll give you one caveat. If you're running in and you're putting in your free T3 or free FT3, or these are the kind of things you might see on your thing, triiodothyronine free. If you see it in the hundreds, it doesn't mean that your numbers are too high. It means that that lab, instead of doing picograms per deciliter, is doing a different scale that's off by a scale of 100. So if it shows up on yours as 300, you're going to put in 3. If it shows up as 470, you're going to put in 4.7. Make sense? Right? It's just different labs will report it in different ways. Okay? If it's confusing, our coaches will know. I will know. I'll look at it and go, yeah, it's not 350 and you're not high. Don't worry about it. You're not in a thyroid storm and having a horrific hyperthyroid streak. No, it's just that the number is wrong. Make sense? Yes? Yes? Am I losing anybody? Am I losing everybody? No? We're good? Okay. All right. Does this help clear it up? Okay. And that's it. That's all you really need to do for your how to prepare. Again, if you can't get it into the master tracker, you can't figure it out, your eyes are bugging you, you have your thing, let us know and we'll see. We'll get somebody on our team to put it in. And that would be a good thing to note to teach Frances about how to do this because she could easily plug those numbers in for people if they don't do it. She just has to have a little familiarity with the ranges. But she worked in a doctor's office for a long time. So she's familiar with a lot of this stuff. She was an assistant in a doctor's office. So, okay, Lynn, yes? Yeah, okay. Anybody else have questions? That's it for preparing. The other thing I would say is before your private calls, you don't have to do this before your first call with the person, but after that, where did it go? Huh. It disappeared. Okay, let me find it. I thought I had opened every one of them. So there's your file uploader. I'm going to go to edit, leave, don't need it. Put you guys over here. Ignore the back end. This is just my back end of messy back end of all the forms. I've never created a Google form before last week. And now I've got a 10 of them that I created in the last week. No, 9, because this one we had before. Private coaching pre-calls. And this is going to be posted as well. And your coach will give you this too when they set up your appointments. And Lynn's going to go over that with the coaches this afternoon to make sure they're clear. So I'm going to do the view. This is what you'll see. So say you've gone and done your first two calls. You've done your assessments. You've done your report of findings. And then you're going to have your regular meetings with your coach. Maybe at the last appointment you talked about, now this week you were going to do this, this, and that. You're going to start this particular supplement. Get rid of some food, whatever it was. You're going to come in and fill this out. You're going to put your name, and then you're going to put, probably should have the coach's name on here. I'm going to add that to it. I'll show you how easy it is to do. Coach's name, short answer, coach's name. That way they can find it easily. Okay, there we go. And I go back to here. And now you'll see that that's how easy it is to set these forms up. That's why I love them and I'm moving away from the others. So you put your name, you put your coach's name. So we'll put in Diana. And I don't know who your coach is. Valerie? No. Who is your coach? Lisa? I don't know. Whoever it is. What do you want to celebrate having accomplished? And what successes have you had since your last session? I drank, you know, half my body weight in water. I started a new probiotic and it worked. And I gave up coffee. I don't know. That's what you're celebrating. What did you not complete that you intended to complete? I don't know. I said I was going to work on replacing my cheese with non-dairy cheese. I didn't do that yet. What challenges, right? Time running out. Social. Too many parties and temptations. Bloated from new supplements. Right? Whatever it is for you, what would you like us to focus on so that we know what your top priority is? If we're thinking that, well, that might not be the best thing to focus on, we may say, okay, let's talk about this. I know you want to focus on this. I'm thinking that this might move the needle a little more for you. What do you think? We're always talking to you. So XXX, what other additional information, comments, or concerns, anything else you want to share, that one's optional. So the others are mandatory, just so that we have a sense when we're going into a call with you. I'm like, okay, now I know it's up to speed. I'll have your stuff open and I know exactly where we're going to go and what to sell and to celebrate with you, right? Does everybody like this? People have done this before. Do you think this is going to help to keep us focused, right? Because if I get into the call and I go, how's it going? And I have a migraine. Ah, that wasn't what I was thinking we were going to talk about, because I thought we were going to continue our talk about whatever it was, like elimination diet or something. And I want to help address whatever's going on for you. Does it make sense? Yes? Everybody good? Anybody have a problem or a question? And we'll make sure that you have access to this. We're going to give this to each of the coaches. So when they send out the, hey, you know, reminder, our private call is 2 days from now. Can you please get me this and get it to me, you know, 24 hours in advance? It would be great. Right? If you're having calls, private calls with me, I really want these like 24 to 48 hours in advance because my days are so busy that if you send this to me an hour before a call, I may not have any break between then and when I get on with you. Okay, good. Right, I think I want to stop there because I think that that's all we really need, unless Lynn knows of other things that we should be covering here. I'll let you open up your line.
No, actually, in about 7 minutes, we have the FNC office hours. So that might be a good time to, you know, help people maybe integrate some of this information.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's going to be talking about time management and how do you put all this stuff into your busy life and make this a priority without compromising what you have to be doing. Right.
Exactly.
Are we good? I'm sorry I went over. I was only planning to do that for an hour, but I think it was important to show you this stuff. We'll make sure that all the links are set up, that we put places. I may go in there and actually do a little, you know, maybe 10-minute training on using the master tracker. And if I have time, I got to get ready to leave tomorrow for a speaking engagement. But anything else? Okay. All right. I'm going to shut my screen share. Stop screen share. Now I can see all your pretty faces. Yes, some of you look a little glazed over. Was this too much? Yeah, let me open it up. I see you laughing, Kimberly. Unmute. What's up? Was it too much for you? Or is it just right? Oops, wait, you're on. Can you mute? I'm not able to unmute. Oh, there you go. Nope, I'm still not able to unmute you.
No,
there
no,
you
no.
go.
No, we were good. We're good. I was just saying, I have homework. I gotta get myself together here.
Yeah. This is called self-empowered or self-empowered healthcare, right? Because it's coming from you. If we just go with the medical model, it's disempowered self-care.
I like that I have to read my own test results and stick them in that form. I think it will be, there's going to be moments I'm going to be like, really? Ah, but I'm going to have to be forced to understand what in the hell they mean.
And you will on our, you should have gotten an email today or you're getting it tomorrow that in a month from now, we're going to do a lab thing and I'm going to teach you how to read
that.
And then we're going to go through each person to just give you some tips.
Yeah.
Because I think that's important because so many doctors are missing. Oh yeah, your antibodies, your thyroid antibodies are only 400. Don't worry about it.
Let's wait
until you're dead and it's, you know, your thyroid's completely destroyed when it's 2000 and then we'll be concerned. No, thank you very much. So when you understand what these things are a little bit,
yeah.
It helps you to say to your doctor, if you are on medication, like, no, look, this medication is hurting my liver. Look at this.
I don't even understand what my thyroid meds are and if I need them. And I don't understand. And I don't take them a lot because I don't think they help. And people say, well, oh, you have thyroid medicine. Do you have thyroid disease? I'm like, no, I don't think so. I don't know. Good.
When you look at those numbers and you put them in and the colors change.
Yeah.
And you go, he told me this was fine. It's not fine.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'll know if I choose to blow off my medicine. Like, is that a bad decision?
Well, we'll talk to you about that.
I blow it off because I don't think it helps. But
we'll see from your numbers and from, you know, yeah. I'm excited for you. And one thing I didn't show you was if you scroll over past where you can put your numbers in, there's a little thing that tells you a little bit about that. So you can learn, like, what does it mean if it's high? What if it mean? It doesn't mean those are exactly it. It may give you five things. Well, it could be high because of digestive stuff. It could be high because of liver. But what we're looking for when I'm going over it with you is patterns. So if you've got five things that could be high because of liver, probably your liver's hurting. And if you're on some really strong medication, it could be because the medication is hurting, but the doctor's saying, just take it because you have an autoimmune disease. And you're like, but my liver's compromised.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep taking medications if my liver's compromised.
Yeah.
Right? Helps you to be empowered. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm excited. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to let you go and go get some water before getting on with Lynn. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks. Bye. Wait, now.